but it's when they are building a temple or some sort of important building and nature is just like, no, you can't build this.
Yes.
And right. keeps like knocking it down or burning it down mm-hmm. or floods wipe it away or earthquakes keep breaking it. So they believed that the gods of nature are just super pissed.
Yeah.
So they need
right.
to be
appeased. Seems like it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly. And they would seek a volunteer to be buried alive in one of the foundation pillars of the building.
What? They're like, yeah, this will fix it.
Wow.
Yes.
Hello everyone and welcome to the Cave-In Universe. Whether you are new or returning, make sure you hit like and subscribe down below. Also, don't forget to follow us on social media. We are at Cave-In Universe on all platforms. That is including Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, even Facebook. Also, don't forget we have our link down below for our Patreon. Never before seen stuff, I guess you can say. Yeah, so today we had a pretty interesting conversation with the one and only Taya Nakamura. She is currently a second grade teacher in Japan, who has a love for history, and honestly a knowledge for it as well. So it was really interesting to get to talk to her and even, you know, kind of learn a little bit more. I mean, I feel like when we do these guest shows, we always learn something, and I think that's what I love about it. Yeah. So, I mean, as you can probably tell, I'm doing kind of a little solo intro today, so I guess we can just get right into it. Hope you enjoyed this conversation with Taya Nakamura.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today here with us, we have Taya Nakamura. How are you doing today? We're so happy to have you on the podcast today.
I am so happy to be talking to you guys, sipping my coffee. It's a beautiful Sunday morning, so
yes,
I'm ready to talk about history.
yes, of course.
Oh, gosh, yeah, we're so excited for that as well.
Yes. So Taya, for our listeners, Taya's actually near Hiroshima, right, in Japan.
Yeah. Yes.
So maybe if you just want to start off, tell us like a little bit what life is like there.
Yeah, like how did that come about, right?
Yeah.
You know, because that's super interesting.
Yeah.
Coming from Texas,
you know,
it's a crazy story because I originally, my dad was in the military, moved around a lot, and I was in Idaho for university. I did my first year of teaching there, and I was like, no, I gotta leave the States. And I Googled how to teach in other countries, and I found a job in Japan. And I had taken some Japanese history classes in university, and I was like, I know about Japan like 400 years ago. I could definitely move there. No problem. Not speaking a lick of Japanese. And so I moved here about 7 years ago, taught there, met my husband, moved to a tiny little port town close to Hiroshima. So it's just so fun. There's new stuff every day. I get to see little old ladies wearing kimono as they go to their job at restaurants. And I live like right next to this tiny little temple. The street that I live on now was in an old prostitution street during World War II. Wow. So it's so cool.
Oh, wow. Yeah, talk about history there.
I know, right?
Right.
Like right where you live. That's so amazing.
And I've always been infatuated too with Japanese culture. Like that's probably just one of my favorite like cultures to like, I don't know, study about. But then also like, I mean, you know, to be honest, anything from Japan pops up on TikTok or something, I'm like all over that,
all
liking
it.
Coming on my feed and all that. So I love that that culture. And you know, I have to ask too, being from Texas, because today the high was 105 degrees Fahrenheit. So what's the weather like over there?
So today I'm pretty sure the weather is like the high of, let me check right now. It's a high of 78, but let me tell you about the humidity, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah.
So the humidity is at 87%.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's probably more humid than over here.
Yeah, so that's like not even like a cool 78. That's
like,
nope.
Yeah, I would think you get the cool
not
breeze
cool
like with the ocean, you know, but wow.
No, it's just hot, hot breeze.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
That's crazy.
I guess a good way that we could get into it is just like, if you want to tell people about kind of like how you like got into history, like how did you become like so infatuated with it?
So originally I was not a history person. It was a subject that I liked in high school and in junior high school, but I wasn't super into it. My dad was into it. Every family trip that we took was always surrounding history. We always went to a museum or we went to a historical spot, and my dad called it forced family fun. So we would have to
forced family fun. Yeah. That's a good way to look at it. Yeah. We're going to have fun, but it's going to be forced.
Exactly. He's like, we're going to do what I want to do and we're going to enjoy it.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Dad. Like it.
Perfect. And then like one of the moments that I was like, oh, okay, I guess my dad's like not crazy, is when we went to a pirate festival. We lived in Virginia for a while. And my dad was like, you like pirates? And I was like, I don't know.
I guess.
Sure. Right. He's like, we're going to a pirate festival. So we went to this pirate festival and I was totally hooked. I was like, oh, okay, Dad. Like, I can get into history if history is like this, right, if it's pirates. Mm-hmm. So then I went into university, still loving history. My dad and I would watch like documentaries and stuff. And we'd talk about pirates, a lot of pirate related things. Yeah. That was like the place where we found common ground was awesome. With pirates.
Yeah.
And I went to university. I was like, I'm going to be a nurse. Yay. Oh. Turns out, no. Mm. Blood is gross.
Oh, yeah. Who would have thought?
Right?
Wow.
So then I had like a little crisis and was like, oh, if I'm not going to be a nurse, what am I going to do?
Right.
And my dad suggested, why don't you just take some general classes and see what you like?
Yeah.
And I took a East Asian history class. And the first day that I walked in, there was this big giant picture of Tokugawa Ieyasu, one of the three great shoguns of Japan. And he looked so cool in his robes, just like sitting there, real grumpy. And my professor, Dr. Woods, shout out to Dr. Woods, just introduced me to East Asian history. And I was like, oh, I really like this.
Yeah.
And I went and I changed my major that very day.
Oh, wow.
So you essentially have like your dad to thank for your passion.
Truly, truly though.
Wow, well, that's so interesting.
It was in there, and then you just needed to be shown the right things, like the pirates and said East Asian history, to kind of like awaken that. And that's awesome. You see, because I think like because I kind of went through that too, like, you know, not like any, I guess every kid doesn't like history because they just see it as a part of school and you're just like, ah. But then like, I feel like the older you get, the more interested you are in like, wait, what happened? Like, what were they up to? Like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like, that's insane.
Exactly.
Yeah. So,
wow.
And then, so like, I wanted to speak to like one thing that really stood out to me is the story of the woman samurai. So like, So I'm interested to hear about that.
So I didn't find out about women samurai until I had moved to Japan. Like, there was this one picture floating around Pinterest for like years of this colorized picture of a woman in samurai armor. And I just thought it was like, this is a Pinterest thing. It's not real.
Oh, okay.
And then I was speaking with, at my previous school, I was speaking with one of the PE teachers there, and she was also the kendo teacher. Kendo is like Japanese, like sword fighting, basically.
Right.
And she was like, you should definitely get into this, it's great, you'll learn more Japanese, you'll have fun. And she loves history too. She was like, oh, and you can be like a Japanese onabu geisha. And I was like, what? What is that?
Yeah.
She was like, oh, like women samurai. I was like, whoa,
yeah,
hold on. there were women samurai? She was like, oh yeah.
Whoa.
And so we went through like my high school students' textbooks, and we found one or two of the, they're called onabu geisha, the women samurai. And I was absolutely hooked.
Wow. So it's just like from then, wow, that's so crazy. how like, and it's, yeah. it seems like this, like everything happens for a reason. So it's like,
I know
if right. you know, if you would have never been exposed to these things, then, you know, or shown, taught these things, then who knows, you know, right. that's so crazy.
Dang.
I know it is so crazy.
And, one thing we also noticed, the Heian period, is that how you pronounce it?
Yes, the Heian period.
Heian, mm-hmm. okay, Heian. Could you tell us like a little bit more yeah. about that?
So the Heian period is one of my favorite periods in Japanese history because it's just so like, I don't even know a word to describe it other than just fancy.
Okay.
It's the fanciest period. Yeah. So you have, it's fancy and also terrible at the same time.
Oh, okay.
So you have this period where the rich people are so freaking rich that they're just doing nothing all day.
Wow.
Nothing but making art and writing poems and making up new parts of the Japanese language. Like the whole, one of the three alphabets in the Japanese language was created during the Heian period because wow. people just had nothing better to do than to write.
Wow.
It's crazy. It's so crazy.
Wow.
But then all these like regular people were toiling in the farms trying to make rice and other things that you make yeah. at a farm,
right.
trying to uphold this society.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got women who were wearing like 16 layers of kimonos. So they would just sit and they would wear these 16 layer kimonos and do nothing all day except for write and play the Japanese harp. Wow. And there was a huge like creation of Japanese literature. There was Japanese art created at the time. And then you have the regular people who were doing so much like farming innovation and making all new types of rice and wow. farming techniques and technology and stuff like that. It was one of my, it's one of the most interesting periods right. for me in right. Japanese history. Yeah.
Wow. That's yeah. And that is interesting because you have this huge like gap in society where, like you mm-hmm. said, it's like a you know, higher upper middle class and a lower class. But then also came out of, like what came out of that, you know, is like you said, all the arts from the higher class and yeah. the innovation from the lower class. That's definitely yes, interesting
exactly.
to look into.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is really
it's
interesting.
It's so cool. Mm-hmm.
So cool.
yeah. And then, so what would you say, like before we actually started recording, like I was telling you, I'm infatuated with ancient Egyptian histories or Egyptian history in general. But like, mm-hmm. what would you say like your favorite historical time period would be?
My favorite historical time period would definitely have to be, I love Edo Japan. Okay. So the time between like 1667 and 18 something,
right.
the late 1800s. Mm-hmm. I can't think about it right now.
Right. So like a 200, you know, something year gap.
Yeah. Right. So okay. this is when in Japan, it was totally closed off from the rest of the world. So at the beginning of the Edo period, which shogun was it? I forgot. It was one of the shoguns. Mm-hmm. He totally hated Christianity and he kicked all of the Portuguese priests and like, what are they? I can't, what is the word?
Like,
not monk.
Like bishops or?
Bishops.
Yeah, just like people who would go and like.
Like preachers?
Proselytize. Like preachers, I guess.
Yeah,
preachers.
Okay, yeah. I'm not really too familiar with that either.
Me either.
Yeah.
I forgot the word.
Yeah. It was like the Pope?
So he kicked... yeah, the Pope was in Japan.
Yeah,
he was
the
there.
The Pope out of Japan.
Joke was like, GTFO, get out of here. Right. We're done with you.
Oh,
so he just kicked every Christian out of Japan. He was like, either you stay here and you assimilate into Japanese society, or you leave. Third option, we just straight up kill you.
Oh, wow.
So take your pick.
Right.
Yeah.
yeah.
Some
I'll leave.
Crazy things
yeah.
happen. Yeah, exactly,
I'll
right?
Be on my way.
Some people didn't. Some people didn't they, leave.
Well, yeah,
so
I mean,
that
I could
was
understand.
Like the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
So that's... what? So then, yeah, what happened when they didn't leave?
Some terrible things happened.
Oh,
they
yeah.
would do, they would like crucify people. They would bury people upside down with their heads in the dirt.
Oh.
burn people alive. It was absolutely crazy. Oh, so that was like the beginning of the Edo period. Whoa. They were just kicking everybody out that wasn't Japanese. They closed off the entire country, which you can do because it's an archipelago. It's mm-hmm. completely islands.
Right.
So they shut everything down. No foreign people were allowed to come. There was a few incidences of like sailors getting shipwrecked on Japanese islands and then just getting straight up murdered because they weren't allowed to be there.
Just wrong place, wrong time.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. And at that time, because there was no contact with the outside world except for two port towns, mm-hmm. and even then, they built islands off of Japan's islands to have the foreign people go there and trade. So they weren't in contact with Japanese people other than...
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Exactly.
Wow.
And then all of this art and music and culture and fashion was created in this like time capsule of a country. And when the rest of the world was advancing and going through like industrial revolutions, Japan was just still in there with the samurais and no guns and swords and still thinking that people had like four stomachs.
Oh, wow.
So, whoa. It's crazy. That is absolutely crazy.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, because
that's my favorite.
because that's the part of like I said, I know we touch on, world history, in our education system, but just hearing going the deep dives is what's really interesting because you're like, wait, they did what? Like I said. Wow.
I know, right?
Yeah, you're making me want to look into all this stuff too after this.
it's like the stuff that they don't really like. Do they teach us that? Like in here in America, do they teach us that kind of stuff, or do they keep some stuff?
Right.
I was a world history teacher when I lived in Idaho, mm-hmm. And we briefly covered Japanese history. Mm-hmm. But it was like, I think it was like 6 weeks to cover from the Jomon period, which is like prehistory, all the way to like the Meiji Restoration and right before World War II. Right. So 6 weeks to cover thousands of years of history. You're going to miss some stuff.
Right.
Yeah, it's like
that was in like the Idaho curriculum. So I don't know about other states.
Right. No. Yeah. It's. I'm sure with pretty much everywhere, like the Roman Empire, you try to study you can't study the Roman Empire even in 6 weeks. Like that's just huge. It's really just all about like getting into it. And that's the thing too. I've always liked that. Maybe what got me into history too, as I got older, is having those teachers. You can tell when a teacher is, phoning it in or a teacher's like really passionate. And that's when I had a world history teacher. And I think when I was a junior in high school that really like, I can just tell the way he talked about history, how much he was into it made me want to be into it more. So that's definitely important.
Yes. So important to have that connection.
Right.
Wow.
That's like my mantra is nobody hates history. You just have had bad teachers.
Right.
Wow. Yes. See, that's a good way to look at it. Yeah, that's probably the most accurate way. You mentioned earlier he asked like what happens if they didn't leave, and you mentioned like there was a couple of things that they would do: bury their heads in the sand upside down, and I'm trying not to be weird asking this, but is there like any other like weird thing, like not weird but like torture type that you would see is like super crazy, like because to me like
she's that interested in knowing about that.
Yeah, the torture.
Yeah,
part.
Yeah.
She's the type that watches all those documentaries.
All the crazy shit.
I don't want to sound crazy asking this, but I'm infatuated.
No,
with it.
No, you're not crazy because it's so interesting.
Yes.
Okay, so the thing that pops into my head, it doesn't have to do with the with the torturing of the priests and the Christian priests, but it has to do with one of my like plethora of favorite Japanese things, is called yokai. So yokai are like ghosts and demons and all spooky things in Japan. And there is a yokai that comes from a tradition. I forgot what the name of it is, but it's when they are building a temple or some sort of important building and nature is just like, no, you can't build this.
Yes.
And keeps like knocking it down or burning it down or floods wipe it away or earthquakes keep breaking it. So they believed that the gods of nature are just super pissed, yeah. so they need right. to be appeased. Seems like it. Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly. And they would seek a volunteer to be buried alive in one of the foundation pillars of the building.
What? They're like, yeah, this will fix it.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah. And I'm wow. sure you're like, why would anybody right. volunteer for this?
Right.
But the incentives for your family to do it were like banana sandwich. So there's one really famous story of this mom who was like a single mom. Her husband had died and her kids were like, she didn't have enough food to feed them. They didn't have any education. And so the priests were like, if you volunteer, we will take care of your children. Mm-hmm. And she was like, all right.
Yeah.
I will volunteer as tribute. I will Katniss Everdeen this shit, right. and I will go into this place. Sorry. So
wow,
yeah, exactly right.
And she went in to the pillar, buried alive. It's like this whole ceremony, this elaborate ceremony, and then the priests didn't honor their side of the bargain.
Oh
no,
my gosh.
That's messed up.
Oh yes,
that's messed
right.
up.
So the building didn't fall down. But it would, like, the walls would leak water. And it just, things would be covered in water all the time. And another one of the priests was like, oh, no, this is the mother crying
right, yes.
because her kids aren't being taken care of. Yep. And so it was just, things were getting moldy and decaying and there was just water everywhere. And so what they did was then they were like, I'm so sorry. And they did another ceremony to appease the lady who went into the
right.
pillar. Mm-hmm. And then they made her kids like higher rank and they gave them food and money and education and stuff like that. And right. it totally stopped
oh,
after that. That's
wow.
like the legend.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
Yeah. Cause like, I know, you know, we can sit here and joke about like, oh, they really thought that would fix it. But then the fact that it occurred in yeah. that way, it makes you really think like, huh, you know, maybe something is going on there. Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's,
it's
wow.
so interesting.
That is.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah. You just mind blown over here. Mm-hmm. You just blew my mind over here.
Right, yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. And you cover a lot of this, a lot of history too on your podcast. Can you explain
yeah.
to like what your podcast name, of course, and then what, you know, how it goes about?
Yeah.
The flow.
So my podcast is For the Love of History, and it's what I call a pandemic podcast. There's a lot of podcasts that popped up during the pandemic. Mine is right.
Yeah.
We're a pandemic podcast.
Pandemic right. podcast. Yeah, we start a community.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So I started it and it was mostly because like my friends and my husband, my boyfriend at the time was like, Taya, we cannot listen to you talk about these things anymore. We love you so much. But you need to stop.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I had all this extra time on my hands and I decided, why not start a podcast?
Right.
And I wanted to talk about things that people usually don't talk about. Like my tagline is world history, women's history, and weird history. Mm-hmm. That's what I talk about. Because there's a lot of podcasts that are, exclusively women's history, or there's a lot of podcasts that are exclusively dark history, or right. there's podcasts that are only crazy weird history.
Right.
I want to talk about everything.
Right,
right, yeah. yeah.
That's what makes you unique. Because
it's all cool.
Yeah, no,
thank
yeah, it
you.
Is, yeah. And then, wow, yeah, pandemic podcast, it's still in my head.
Yeah.
yeah. Pandemic podcast.
Yeah.
I swear, it's like a thing.
So you started, like, what episode are you on, like, right now?
I'm on episode 69. Okay. Comes out tomorrow.
Oh, nice.
On Monday. So oh, nice. Monday evening, Monday morning for
right.
everybody else.
Right.
So
okay.
Yeah, and we're talking about sex workers in Japan.
Oh,
so
interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
We're talking about Odian. So Odian were like the big main. If anybody has watched Demon Slayer, that anime, mm-hmm. are you guys into anime?
Right, I'm familiar with it. Yes.
Well, yeah, I mean,
okay.
There's so much anime out there, you know.
Yeah, you know,
I'm mainly into like the typical, you know, Dragon Ball. But
I was gonna say, like, I like Death Note. I know that one's real typical too.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. We're into like Death Note's typical ones. Yes. We have Crunchyroll, but like when we go on there, it's like, oh my gosh, there's so much anime. Yeah. Like, what do we choose?
What was that other one that we watched? Do you remember
Attack on Titan?
No, the one where they would do like bets or something.
Oh, what was that? That was on Netflix. I totally forgot what that was. That school where they're
it's
betting.
It's like a school where they will do bets and stuff.
Getting off topic.
I'm not familiar with it. Yeah, I just got to know the name of that.
Yes, I can't we could never pronounce the name too. And I don't want to say it wrong. But yes, what you were saying, I'm sorry.
Your episode coming out. We got all psyched.
That's okay. I've got ADHD, so my brain's like,
oh yeah, we're totally
all the
like
time.
That.
So right here with you.
Right. Yeah. That's our podcast. I'll just go off on a tangent. Then later on, I'm like, maybe I should edit that out.
Right. It's fine. Yeah. That's the power of editing. It's okay.
Right. Yes. Yeah, exactly.
The anime is, if you want a recommendation, it's really good. It's called Demon Slayer. The Japanese one is Kimetsu no Yaiba. Kimetsu no Yaiba. In English, it's Demon Slayer. And there's an in the third season, I believe, there is one of the demons on there that is an Orion. So she is like one of the high class prostitutes on there. And one of her powers is to kill people with her obi. So like if you see a kimono, it's like the belt in the center. Mm-hmm. So it's like tentacles, and she kills people with it. So cool.
Wow.
Yeah. Awesome. So that's an Orion. Mm. So the next episode that I'll be putting out is all about the non-demon related history of the Orion. And it's really interesting. So
Yeah, one of the last things that I wanted to ask. So what is like you mentioned weird history is also like, you know, your area too. So what's like your one favorite piece of weird history?
My one favorite piece of weird history, probably I've got two, but I'll just go with the first one, is the Salem tomato trials. So there was.
I know, that was a funny name.
It's gonna be something totally dark. Watching. No, just...
So back in the day, when people were not eating tomatoes because they would, so higher ranking people, higher class people, would eat tomatoes off of pewter plates. And the acid from the tomatoes would react with the pewter from the plate and turn into a poison. And so when people would eat tomatoes, they would get really, really sick. And if they ate a lot, they would die. So for a long time, people thought that tomatoes were poisonous. They were the devil's fruit because they're also a part of the deadly nightshade family, which is actually super duper poisonous. So there was a guy, I forget his name, but for some reason he decided to be the champion of tomatoes, and he called the tomato champion, and he gathered all the people around the Salem courthouse and was like, hear ye, I'm about to eat a bunch of tomatoes to prove that tomatoes are not the fruit of the devil. And he ate an entire basket, a whole bushel of tomatoes, and God didn't strike him down and he didn't die. Right. And so from that point on, people were like, all right, tomatoes are fine.
Exactly. They just brushed it off like nothing.
Well, yeah, because they had a basket, not that pewter plate. And you love tomatoes. So
I know. I love tomatoes. I'm going to anytime I eat tomatoes now, I'm going to think of the Salem tomato trial.
Yep, the Salem tomato trial. So that's one of my favorite weird history things.
Yeah. Wow. That's so, so awesome. I had such a great conversation.
Yes. And then
thank you.
One last question I had just in general life in Japan. Like, what's your favorite like dish or like something like type of food there to just go out and get?
Oh, okay. So if you're ever in Japan, you need to have zaru soba and tempura. So zaru soba is soba noodles, buckwheat noodles, and they're cold, and you dip them in a cold soy sauce, wasabi, like soup. Mm-hmm. You dip them in and you eat it and it's cold. It's like the perfect summertime food. Mm-hmm. And then on the side, you can have tempura, like the fried vegetables and shrimp. Wow. And things like that. So yes, you definitely need to try that. Yeah. And then after, for dessert, you need to have kakigori with condensed milk on it. And it is so good.
But yeah, we definitely had so much fun having you on the show today, and
learned so much.
Yeah, we did. Like, we learned so much and so much more.
I'm so glad.
Yeah. So, is there any other? Well, of course, your podcast and in your social media and any other, you know, things you want to plug in before we go.
Yeah, yeah. So, if you want to continue this journey of weird history, women's history, and world history, you can listen to my podcast, For the Love of History, on any podcast platform. I'm all over the place. And then if you'd like some daily doses of weird history, you can follow me on For the Love of History podcast on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Nice. And then on TikTok. So I'm on both places. I've got a Twitter too, but I don't know how to use Twitter. So
we're right there with you.
We're still trying to figure it out too. We're mainly on TikTok and Instagram also.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, so. Facebook's just there.
Yeah, Facebook there. Yeah.
I know, same.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, wow, that's so awesome. Well, I mean, I hope you have a great rest of the day.
Oh, yeah.
I know we talked about it, but we talked about it in the beginning. It's 10 a.m. Well, what, almost 10:30, 11 now. So you still have a whole day ahead of you.
And over here, it's like almost 9 at night.
Yeah, sun's almost down.
Oh, man.
Yes. But that's awesome.
Well, you guys have a great night, and I will have a great day.
Okay. All right. Yes, all perfect. Right. And hopefully we can have you back on soon. It's awesome.
Yeah, of course. I would love it.
All right. Perfect. We'll talk to you next time. All right.
Okay, bye.
Bye.